This is program number LW2654. Well, it's sort of like being actors on a stage. Life, I mean. We're actors on a stage. Hi, this is Larry West. And you know, as actors, we even change roles. What I mean is, as children, we depend upon our parents to take care of us. And then the roles change. Our parents grow older and begin to depend upon us to take care of them. I like the way Elise McClay painted some word portraits in her book, Green Winter, seen from the eyes of the elderly. Here's the way she paints one grandmother's way of looking at her children. My children are coming today. They mean well, but they worry. They think I should have a railing in the hall, a telephone in the kitchen. They want someone to come in when I take a bath. They really don't like my living alone. Help me to be grateful for their concern. And help them to understand that I have to do what I can as long as I can. They're right when they say there are risks. I might fall, I might leave the stove on, but there is no challenge, no possibility of triumph, no real aliveness without risk. When they were young and climbed trees and rode bicycles and went away to camp, I was terrified, but I let them go, because to hold them would have hurt them. Now our roles are reversed. Help them see. Keep me from being grim or stubborn about it, but don't let them smother me. You know, it's amazing how we in our busy lives often fail to see what we're doing to others. Help us to remember our change in our role play in this drama called life. Here's the way Elise McClay paints another word portrait. Listen to this grandmother as she prays to God. She says, "Preserve me from the occupational therapist, God. She means well, but I'm too busy to make baskets. I want to relive a day in July when Sam and I went berry picking. I was 18, my hair was long and thick, and I braided it and wound it around my head so it wouldn't get caught in the briars. When we sat in the shade to rest, I unpinned it, and it came tumbling down. And Sam proposed. I suppose it wasn't fair to use my hair, she says, to make him fall in love with me, but it turned out to be a good marriage. Oh, here she comes, the therapist, with scissors and paste. Would I like to try to decoupage? No, I said, I haven't got time. Nonsense, she says, you're going to live a long, long time. Well, that's not what I meant. I mean that all my life I've been doing things for other people, with people. I have to catch up on my thinking and my feeling. About Sam's death, for one thing. Close to the end, I asked if there was anything I could do. He said, yes. Unpin your hair. I said, oh, Sam, it's so thin now and gray. Please, he said. Unpin it anyway. I did, and he reached out his hand, the skin transparent. I could see the blue veins in it, and he stroked my hair. Please open your eyes, the therapist says. You don't want to sleep the day away. She wants to know what I used to do. Knit, crochet. Yes, I did those things, and cooked, and cleaned, and raised 5 children, and had things happen to me. Beautiful things. Terrible things. I need to think about them. Arrange them on the shelves of my mind. The therapist is showing me glittery beads now. She asks if I might like to make jewelry. She's a dear child and means well, so I tell her I might. Some other day. Beautiful word portraits. Seen from the eyes of the elderly. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. May God help us to make the memories, to make sweet memories, to forget the regrets. May God help us to live each day making sweet memories. And we can do that only when we live each day. Listen, only when we live each day out of a desire to honor God in it. Those make for sweet memories. I have a Bible study course I'd sure like to send to you. I think it will help. It's yours free. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.